Welcome to Story Quest. Today's story master is
Reba.
And the story title they came up with is
The Girl with the Pink Hair.
Imagine an evil creature, half troll, half goblin, but as tall as a bus. Imagine a horde of these creatures crashing towards you with bloodthirsty war cries as they attack. And imagine that you are the size of a teacup. In the face of all of this, you wouldn't fancy your chances, would you? But unexpected things can happen, and they certainly do in this story. So let's get started. In a land far, far away, a travelling show had come to town. The Sorceress Safari combined the greatest magicians, most amazing acrobats, and a menagerie of the most unusual animals in the realm. Everyone was very excited. Tickets were going fast, all because of the top billing act, an insanely famous act as the posters proclaimed, Twirls and Whirls, the dynamic duo, Daisy and Izzy. Daisy was a young girl with pink hair and a pink sequined costume who could do 15 somersaults without using her hands, climb a rope upside down, only using one leg, and could balance a baton twirling hamster on her head while standing on a beach ball. Yeah, you heard the whole hamster thing, right? You see, the other part of this daring duo was Daisy's pet hamster, Dizzy. You might not think of hamsters as being very athletic, but Dizzy was world class. He'd spend his days cartwheeling around the neighbourhood in his tiny sequined waistcoat, and when it came to showtime, would pull off amazing feats of daring gymnastics. The show was so popular that people would queue around the block for a mile just to get a ticket, and the excitement rose before the next evening's show. But the dynamic duo were far from excited. Daisy's shoulders sagged as she struggled to get into her costume for the bajillionth time. Oh, this show is so boring, she huffed. Same jumps and spins every night. Dizzy nodded. Same balancing and batons. If only we had a more exciting life, he squeaked. Or a less smelly one. The ringmaster's so sweaty. Oh, I had a peg on my nose every time he introduces us. And has he ever heard of a toothbrush? Yeah, said Dizzy. His breath is so bad that when he yawns, his teeth have to duck out of the way. And the heifer lumps trump all the time. They should be called heifer trumps. And I'm constantly falling over unicorn poo. They would have continued having a grumble fest, but something caught the corner of her eye. Black and quick, it was there. And then it wasn't. Daisy and Dizzy looked curiously, then flipped over somersaulting into the shadow. The something moved. They chased it around the inside of the net and trapped it in the corner. It was a small boy, dressed in black, with a red belt. Who are you? She demanded. Nate. Nate the ninja. Not a very good ninja, are you? Tracked down by someone in sequins. And a hamster, agreed Dizzy. Yeah, and a hamster. Nate explained that he was at the Ninja Academy, over the other side of the city, and had hoped to sneak in to literally jump the queue for the show. Daisy said she'd never even heard of a Ninja Academy, and Nate shrugged and said that was the sort of point with ninjas, really. An idea was brewing in her head. A thrilling idea that might just be a way out of her weary world. All right, I won't tell and you can watch the show. If you can get me and Dizzy into the academy. Nate looked a bit unconvinced. You do know there aren't as many sequins, right? Yes, but there are loads of jumping and running, and we're great at all of that. So the deal was done. Daisy and Dizzy left the show tent under cover of darkness to join the ninja ranks. Training was hard, with hours of practicing the shadow sneak, exhausting rounds of noodle chop, and the invisible obstacle race was something to see. Only, well, you couldn't see it because it was, well, invisible, but just take my word for it, okay? After many weeks, they were finally allowed to use some of the very special ninja gear, including the soaring Ninja Star of Steel. They couldn't wait when they were handed out, but Dizzy looked disappointed. Everyone else had glittering steel stars, but his was paper. "This is paper," spluttered Dizzy. "What's the point of a paper ring-throwing ninja star?" The master ninja in charge took him to one side. "Let's be honest, Dizzy," he said. "You may be fit, but there's no way you could lift a metal one. They're as big as you are. Besides, have you ever even had a paper cut?" He sucked his breath in and winced. "Your friend Nate makes these. He's an origami expert." Dizzy was a bit disappointed, but looking at the stars gave him an idea. We'll find out more about that a little bit later. The training session was barely underway when an alarm sounded. "Attack! Attack! The city is under attack! It's the evil Vengers!" The ninjas rushed into place as Daisy and Dizzy were shoved and pushed into the ranks. "Time to test your skills!" yelled Nate. "Certainly not having a quiet life now, are ya?" He laughed as the ninjas leapt and somersaulted out of the gates towards the dark cliffs by the water's edge, where the marching, marauding Vengers were gathering, battle cries ringing out. Swept along, Dizzy suddenly felt very small indeed. His tiny knees knocked as the evil Vengers stomped towards him, closer and closer. He had to act fast. Daisy leapt like a gazelle, smashing one Venger, pow! And then another whack, before spinning away into the night. Her somersaulting took her over the heads of one particularly ugly Venger, and she surprised him with a flying kick. But landing, the rubble shimmied and shifted, and she found herself falling down the cliff. "Help!" she yelled. She tried to climb the craggy cliffs as quickly, but it was slippery and mossy, not dry and smooth like the ropes in the show. She kept slipping and sliding and was just about to fall to the crags below when there was a whiz and a whir and something spun past, splashing and slashing through the air. The evil Vengers yelled as it sliced through their claws and tried to bat it away. But again and again it sliced and slashed and the Vengers screamed and it fell away. Was it a bird? No. Was it a ninja star? No. It was Dizzy. His cartwheels were turbocharged by the ninja training, and he was a living, breathing hamster ninja star whizzing through the air to save his friend, who scrambled to safety and lay panting on the grass. "Oh, you saved me! Thanks, Dizzy! Who needs a paper star when you can be a star? After all, cartwheels are my speciality," said Dizzy, fairly modestly, all things considered. The ninjas, with the duo's help, had sent the Vengers running, and so the ninjas returned triumphant and had a massive feast to celebrate. I don't know what they had, as ninjas are pretty good at keeping secrets, and I think they reckon we've seen enough for one story. That was basically the end of the ninja adventures for Daisy, who had had quite enough excitement for one life. Dizzy, however, was given a special ninja award for his unique and original ninja move, the crashing cartwheel, and stayed at the academy. Daisy was sorry to leave her friend, but she knew they'd see each other again. She returned to the sorcerer's safari, and after getting told off for running away, was forgiven. Although, she did have a few demands of her own. She might not be able to do much about trumping heffalumps and unicorn poo, but there was something that could be done to make things, well, less pongy. She presented the ringmaster with a toothbrush and some soap, and so perfumed peace returned. Nate the Ninja and Dizzy came back sometimes to watch the show with free tickets for life. Well, when they weren't fighting evil Vengers, something Daisy was happy not to have to do ever again. Thank you to Nate for coming up with this week's character, Ninja Kid. Always awesome to have a ninja in the story. Thank you, Nate. See what character you can come up with using the StoryQuest character creator over at funkidslive.com. And let's head over to this week's Story Master. It's Viba. Viba, you sent us the idea for the girl with the pink hair. Now, there's a lot going on in your idea. How did it all come to you?
I chose the story title because I like gymnastics. And I've seen a pet hamster in a pet store, so I thought it would be nice to, like, have a story title with the hamster and me in it.
Well, you want a hamster's doing cartwheels. Hamsters are tiny. How are they doing cartwheels, Viva?
Maybe they're just bopping around and flipping around.
Bopping and flipping, and there's the girl with the pink hair, and that might be you. Would you like pink hair one day?
No.
But you told us about a girl with pink hair. Why did you want the girl's hair to be pink?
Well, I like the colour pink, but I thought I'd look ugly with pink hair.
Oh, Viva! How do you think I would look with pink hair?
You would look all right.
Well, thank you. That's nice of you to say.
Got an idea for a story? Tell us the title at funkidslive.com/storyquest and we could bring your story to life. For a new story each week, make sure you hit subscribe or follow so you don't miss a single episode.